Chapter 2. Tom's Early Life. Let's skip a number of years. London was 1,500 years old and was a great town for that day. It had 100,000 inhabitants, some think double as many. The streets were very narrow and crooked and dirty, especially in the part where Tom Canty lived, which wasn't far from London Bridge. The houses were of wood, with the second story projecting over the first, and the third sticking its elbows out beyond the second. The higher the houses grew, the broader they grew. They were skeletons of strong crisscross beams, with solid material between, coated with plaster. The beams were painted red or blue or black, according to the owner's taste, and this gave the houses a very picturesque look. The windows were small, glazed with little diamond-shaped panes, and they opened outward on hinges, like doors. The house, which Tom's father lived in, was up a foul little pocket called Offal Court, out of Pudding Lane. It was small, decayed, and rickety, but it was packed full of wretchedly poor families. Canty's tribe occupied a room on the third floor. The mother and father had a sort of bedstead in the corner. But Tom, his grandmother, and his two sisters, Bet and Nan, weren't restricted. They had all the floor to themselves and might sleep where they chose. There were the remains of a blanket or two, and some bundles of ancient and dirty straw, but these couldn't rightly be called beds, for they weren't organized. They were kicked into a general pile mornings, and selections made from the mass at night, for service. Bet and Nan were 15 years old, twins. They were good-hearted girls, unclean, clothed in rags, and profoundly ignorant. Their mother was like them. But the father and the grandmother were a couple of fiends. They got drunk whenever they could. Then they fought each other or anybody else who came in the way. They cursed and swore always, drunk or sober. John Canty was a thief, and his mother a beggar. They made beggars of the children, but failed to make thieves of them. Among, but not of, the dreadful rabble that inhabited the house, was a good old priest whom the king had turned out of house and home with a pension of a few farthings. And he used to get the children aside and teach them right ways secretly. Father Andrew also taught Tom a little Latin and how to read and write, and would have done the same with the girls, but they were afraid of the jeers of their friends, who couldn't have endured such a queer accomplishment in them. All Offal Court was just such another hive as Canty's house. Drunkenness, riot, and brawling were the order there, every night and nearly all night long. Broken heads were as common as hunger in that place. Yet little Tom wasn't unhappy. He had a hard time of it, but didn't know it. It was the sort of time that all the Offal Court boys had. Therefore, he supposed it was the correct and comfortable thing. When he came home empty-handed at night, he knew his father would curse him and thrash him first, and that when he was done, the awful grandmother would do it all over again, and improve on it. And that away in the night, his starving mother would slip to him stealthily with any miserable scrap or crust she'd been able to save for him by going hungry herself. Notwithstanding, she was often caught in that sort of treason, and